listening to a Sharesies podcast.
James, it all sounds a bit bleak. Is there anything we should be enthusiastic about, positive about, optimistic about?
Yeah, heaps. Heaps.
What?
And this is the thing that it does, because this is kind of the hardest part of my job as climate change minister, is you have to tell the truth about the situation that we're in, and it is bleak. It is bleak, right? It's bad news, and that news gets worse. But you also have to give people hope, right? And the great advantage of my job was that I got to see all the cool stuff that was happening as well as all the bad stuff. And so this transition to me is the greatest investment opportunity of a lifetime, or possibly several lifetimes, because when you look at basically every category, right, of infrastructure, housing, transport, energy, waste management, you know, foods and agriculture, like you name it, somebody's got to invent something, commercialize it and sell it, that's a solution to some part of the problem. And you can, you know, the kind of, the amount of money that's going into what's loosely called green finance, climate capital and so on, is astonishing. The numbers are absolutely eye-popping, especially if you're from kind of little old New Zealand where we run out of zeros at a certain number. And there's kind of loads of startups and so on. Those two things aren't quite geared together yet. Right. And so I think that's there's a challenge there, which is we've got to make sure that, you know, an allocation of capital actually results in those businesses, startups actually getting access to the capital that they need. But I think there are people who are kind of playing in that space too. So at COP28 last year in Dubai, obviously I was no longer the minister at that point, so I didn't have to spend 16 hours a day stuck in a room arguing with petrostates about the end of the world. I got to wander around the rest of the site looking at and meeting with all of the businesses who are doing kind of cool things, and it's mind-blowing. My only fear is that we're still arguing about, you know, whether or not we should do something,
yes.
And we could miss out on that, you know. At the very least, we should be surfing that wave, but I firmly believe that we should be the wave, right, not just the little bit on top.
Investing involves risk. You might lose the money you start with. We recommend talking to a licensed financial advisor. We also recommend reading product disclosure documents before deciding to invest.